shadow, you're calling me, Colorado. Sun melts the snow, makes the river flow to the sea. Say goodbye to Denver, out across the divide. It's the last day of September, it's such a fine day, yeah, all right. It's a brand new Verde campfire will be on this tune. Colorado, everywhere I go, I'm in your shadow. You're calling to me, Colorado. The sun melts the snow, makes a river flow. There's a warm winter sun in the window of your car. Now do you know where you are? Colorado, everywhere I go, I'm in your shadow.
Mark requested this tune, is that right, Mark? If anybody's out in Pennsylvania next weekend, we'll be there. Stop by. Pennsylvania's really not that big. There's two cities on each end. We're smack dab in the middle.
Could see as my memory returns. your memory. As I listen to the breeze, as you let me through the trees, always cherish what you pay to me.
Okay, well, that was great fun listening to some stuff from the Nine Center from downstairs from, let's see, 17 years ago, I think, or maybe more than that. Hard to keep track. And I think I'm just going to do some more. Let's go back and listen to, here's a couple of tracks. So one from Credibility Gap, my old bluegrass band, where I'm doing my song, The Black Eagle Road, that I wrote about where I live, with an imaginary story that could be true. And then we're going to hear from Fred Eaglesmith, who snuck in there a little bit on that earlier track to talk about the United Center. But here's two more songs from our wonderful concert series downstairs 17 years ago.
Now, thanks a lot for coming out. We've been looking forward to this for a long time. We've got a
a few songs here. Like Terry said, putting together the mining songs. We tried to put together a set of mining songs and Civil War songs. It was so depressing. At the end of just reading the set list, you wanted to shoot yourself. So we thought, that's tough stuff, you know. The material is everything. So we thought we'd just kind of mix them all up here. But this is sort of a mining song. I wrote this. This is about the Black Eagle Road. And the inspiration was initially from hearing a story about Wes Kennedy, I don't know if he's here or not, riding the bucket down from the top of the on the Black Eagle on the aerial tramway there, and so that just kind of gave me the inspiration to write a song that is fictional, but it might have happened this way.
Could have happened.
Okay, now do that. One, two, three. I'm walking up that Black Eagle Road, gonna haul out another heavy load. I come to know that mine is my friend. Now I'll tell you how it saved me in the end. I was working underground, a couple miles up Chicago Creek. We had big steel cable run pretty near to the top of the peak. And the buckets brought the ore down to the mill, dumped it on the grate. I never thought that big stretch of wire would seal my fate. I'm walking up that Black Eagle Road, gonna haul out another heavy load. I come to know that mine is my friend. Now I'll tell you how I played the game to win. I saw that every mine on that hillside, as far as you can see, from the Washington and the Beaver to the sunny south and the Montgomery. Then I brought in all them rich cats and showed them where to find the purest gold.
There's a reference.
Well, they bought the whole package. Now I'm rolling in the dough. I'm walking up that Black Eagle Road, gonna haul out another heavy load. I come to know that mine is my friend. Now I'll tell you how it saved me in the end. Spring of 92, that the rains came and washed away the ore. And I was deep in the bowels of the mine when they figured out the score. I saw that cable in the sky as I scrambled to get to higher ground. Well, I caught the last bucket, now I'm New Mexico bound. I'm a-walking up that Black Eagle Road, gonna haul out another heavy load. I come to know that mine is my friend. I told you how it saved me in the end. Eagle Road, gonna haul out another heavy load. I come to know that mine is my friend. Now I told you how it saved me in the end. That was how.
Thank you.
welcome to the United Center. Good to see you all here. We're going to have a very special evening tonight, but you know that. Let me just say that today's been a big day up here in Idaho Springs. Today was our 150th anniversary celebration of the discovery of gold here, right up the creek. We've had a good time, haven't we? So a big thanks to all who made all those things possible. We won't go through them all again, but we will take a second to mention that the king and queen of the 150th, Les and Arlie Clark, are here. Where'd you guys go? There they are. All right. Again, thanks for coming up. If you haven't, check out our website. It's UnitedCenterInc.com. We got a whole year's worth of schedule coming up. A month from tonight, rather, Something About Lulu is going to sing there, sing and play. They're a really good group. You'll have fun listening to them. And in March, we have Dakota Blonde. But tonight, we have, this is one of Gary and Mai's heroes here, is Fred Eagle Smith is coming in. He's giving me a hand.
I'm not going to keep you too long tonight. I can tell you're tired. It was the parade, wasn't it? It was the stress of, should I go, shouldn't I go? Should I go? I went last year. It was snow. Well, I'm wilder than her. And what else can I say? But I guess that's why she fell in love with me. She's a house on fire. She's got all those charms. I'm a house on fire too, but I got four alarms. And I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind. But she's a summer storm, I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away. I'm wilder than her. We go driving in our cars, racing through the night. She can drive as fast as me, but she stops at all the lights. She says it's 'cause I'm crazy. She's probably right. But I think that the reason is that I'm twice as wild, because I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind. But she's a summer storm, I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away. And I'm wilder than her. But when she takes my hand, she looks me in the eyes, see something that I've never seen in my life. She takes the fire, turns it down low. She takes the night and makes it not so cold. She takes the distance, breaks it into miles. She makes my life just a little less wild, because I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind. But she's a summer storm, I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away. And I'm wilder than her.
Really?
Hi, this is Fred Eagle Smith. You're listening to Bob and Gary on K-Goat, Clear Creek. 10-something-something, stick it in your ear.
Thank you.
change it. We got a spare in the truck. Well, you know what I'll do? I'll just play the acoustic.
Yeah, I got it.
Got it? Oh, hear that? That's the sound that Bob used to make when he was pulling out your tooth. It's that same crinkling, awful sound, isn't it? For those of you from out of town, Bob was the dentist for many years here, and there's a famous story in this town about this guy who walks into Bob's dentist office 10:30 at night. He walks in the dentist office 10:30, he says to Bob, he says, I think I'm a moth. These are called monologues, or mono's Latin for one. He said, the guy comes in 10:30 at night, and he says to Bob, he says, I think I'm a moth. And Bob says, well, if you think you're a moth, you don't need a dentist, you need a psychiatrist. He said, I know. He says, well, what'd you come in here for? He said, your light was on. It's a famous story in Idaho Springs.
But anyway, I dedicate this song to Steve Caruso.
Called?
This is called Dust on the Bible.
To a home one day to see some friends of mine. Of all their books and magazines, not a Bible could I find. I asked them for the Bible. When they brought it, what a shame, for the dust was covered o'er it, not a fingerprint was plain. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find that sun salvation holds, keep the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. Can read your magazines of love and tragic things, but not one word of Bible verse, not a scripture do you know. Although it is the very truth, its content's good for you, but if dust is covered o'er, it's sure to doom your soul. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find that none salvation holds, get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. Friend you'd like to help along life's way, just tell him that the good book taught a mortal how to pray. The best advice to give him that will make his burdens light is to dust the family Bible, trade the wrong way for the right. Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find that none salvation holds, get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.
Man, oh man. It doesn't get any better than that, really. This is when you know the world's evolving. When the Methodists, the Methodists joined up with who? Oh, that's unheard of, really, isn't it? I was raised in something like the Presbyterian Church to the 10th power, and It's hard. The Presbyterians joined up. Boy, they're... I'd like to know. I'd like to have been at those negotiations. If any of you got a cell phone on, that's what's messing this up. If you could turn it off, especially in the front rows, that would help me out. So the Presbyterians, and they called it United. Man, I would have called it something cooler than that, like the Methbyterians. Of course, that sounds a bit like a lab in a house with no windows, doesn't it, really? The Methbyterians, so we couldn't call that. We could have called the Presbytists. The Presbytists. What are you? I'm a Presbytist. That sounds like a Buddhist and a Presbyterian, though. A Presbytist, really, doesn't it? Do you know how a Buddhist orders a hot dog? He says, make me one with everything. You had nothing else to do tonight.
Me. Anyway, I'll send this out to Terry and Linda Cox and all the credibility app people if they're here. And goes like this. Orphan Crush. I am an orphan on God's highway. But I'll share my troubles if you go my way. I have no mother, no father, no sister, no brother. I am an orphan girl. I have friendships pure and golden, but the ties of kinship I have not known. I know no mother, no father, no sister. When he calls me, I will be able to meet my family at God's table. I'll meet my mother, my father, my sister. Blessed Savior, make me willing, walk beside me till I'm with him. Be my mother, my father, my sister. Oh.
We're going to do a song that I took me about 7 years to finish this song, and it didn't finish up till we were in the studio recording the Fenders and Youngberg album, and it turns out the problem that I'd been having with it all those years was I was trying to sing it, and so now we've turned it over to Mrs. Evren Youngberg singing it, and sure sounds a whole lot better, and this is called Bushel Basket.
Never can rehearse, or you can make it through the bad times, but it always might get worse. The stranger's smile just might get you through the day. Don't put your light under a bushel basket. Don't keep good news all to yourself. Well, the good things don't come easy, and this world ain't quite fair, but no one gets the same things, everybody gets a share. And today, I guess it's here, but we never get to know just when the skies will clear. But the sun that we need, we must find it in ourselves. Don't put your light under a bushel basket. Don't keep good news all to yourself. Shine. You don't put your love.
right. Well, this has been fun. Let's go back to the front of that little batch from the United Center there from 2008. That was Feast, which is a group out from the Dillon, Colorado area, doing Ashokan Farewell, that wonderful fiddle tune. And then a Credibility Gap, my old group did Dust on the Bible. That was Max Hannum on the lead vocal there. Then we heard from Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore. Molly does such a nice job singing anything, and Orphan Girl is such a great song. You can listen to the fabulous guitar playing of Rich Moore along with Molly there, because they sure do it well together. Then we heard from Fenders and Youngberg again, doing the tune Bushel Basket. So I'm having fun pulling out this old stuff from a long time ago in the United Center, and I think I'm just going to kind of keep it going. But first, we're going to thank one of our sponsors, and that's Jack Selesky, CPA. And you know that Jack has over 30 years of experience in tax preparation, tax planning, and consultation. You can call him at 303-359-6242. And when you do, tell him thanks for being a sponsor for all these years for Clear Creek Radio, because he's been with us a long time. Okay, let's see if I can get my stuff going here again. And let's see, here's what we can listen to. There's another Fred Eagle Smith tune coming up and another Chuck Pyle tune. Let's try that. Thanks for tuning in to So Much Music, So Little Time today, folks.
Hey, everybody. This is Mary Huckins from Dakota Bond, and you're listening to Bob and Gary on the Goat.
Much chick chick. That was just a very big move you made there. That I don't know what you did, but you made a big move on the fader. No, did you change the EQ or something? And then you change it back. And then you could just split the difference, and we'd be good. I think we're close. It just go okay. I know we're all looking at you like,
what the hell?
You had a third eye or something, were you? Sorry, Bob. Miles from Arkadelphia, right near the Texas border. Traffic was stopped at a railway crossing, took it to the shoulder. I stoked the kettle, I put it to the metal, I shook the gravel loose. I missed the train, but I was happy with a glimpse of the caboose. Cause I like trains, I like fair trains, I like trains that call out to the rain. I like trains, I like sad trains, I like trains that whisper your name. I was born on a Greyhound bus, my mama was a diesel engine. They tried to put me behind the wheel, but I wouldn't let them. You should have seen the look in their eyes, how it turned to tears. Oh, when I finally told them I want to be an engineer. Cause I like trains, I like fast trains, I like trains that call out to the rain. I like trains, I like sad trains, I like trains that whisper your name. Someone new,
but darling, that ain't true. I could never love another woman beside you. It's not some dewy-eyed darling, darling, that's gonna drive you insane. But anymore I be listening for the sound of a big old train. Cause I like trains, I like fast trains, I like trains that call out to the rain. I like trains, I like sad trains, I like trains that whisper your name. I like trains that whisper your name.
So you don't go. This is called Affected by the Moon. Job to test them before you take them, so you'll be okay. Make sure they're all right for you. Gypsy guitar, violins play. It's a cafe bar. The music's high, the tempo's up, ready or not, falling.
Too soon. So Thank you. We'll just take a short pause. Be glad to sign some CDs for you.
Okay, well, that was a little bit of Chuck Pyle there. We heard from Fred Eagle Smith first with I Like Trains. Then we heard from Chuck Pyle with Affected by the Moon. And I'm enjoying listening to this 17-year-old United Center stuff. So I think I'm going to keep it going. There's a couple more tracks here. One more from Fred Eagle Smith, and one more from Credibility Gap. Maybe two more. Okay, we'll see what's on the disc. So, hey, thanks for tuning in today, folks, to So Much Music, So Little Time. I'm a little disorganized here, but I've sure had fun playing some old music for you. And I guess, like I say, I'm just going to keep it going. Here's Fred again.
Talk to you about the river trip. Thank you.
Speaking of dogs, the one dog in the parade today, the old black thing, come on now. He couldn't even, like, he was like, the wind was pushing him back. That's how old he was. He was three steps forward and two back. The poor old mutt. Did you see him? Anybody see him on the street today? That was rough, wasn't it, for that dog? He's like, holy cow. How come I'm in the parade? Get a new dog for that parade. That's what I say, or else like get a motorcycle with a shield in front of him. The poor friggin' thing's like, oh, Frank, all the way up the mountain. Dogs don't eat gold. Wasn't like he discovered the first biscuit or something. How many saw the parade today? Nice, 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 all four of us. That's what I call town friggin' spirit. Really, four of us? I got a call in the middle of, I don't know where it was, Illinois or something, Bill. My agent calls me, says, Bob called from Idaho Springs. There's a very important thing going on in Idaho Springs. On the Wednesday when you're there, there's the donkeys going up the hill to discover gold, and you should check it out. I did. I rushed here to see the friggin' donkey and four, Ollie, where were you all day? Most of you look retired. What, are you having a nap while the donkey's in? Come on, Idaho Springs. I've obviously been sent here for a reason. Fix up the thrift store. Get the draw going at the folk concert. Huh? Get a windshield for the dog. And get some town spirit going on around here. No wonder there's only one donkey in there. It's a one-donkey parade. I've never even seen a one-donkey parade. I travel the whole world. I've been all over the world. I've never seen a one-donkey parade. And, of course, he's protected by a police car. Nice. Nice. Oh, yeah, don't let that donkey get hit. There's going to be thousands of people there. What could be worse? I guess, you know, you could have a one-goat parade. I mean, really? Come on, Idaho Springs. We gotta perk up a little bit here. Man. You know that picture of John Wesley, minister up in the green room? He's not approving right now.
Scares me.
This letter that I write to you, Dad, well, I will not sign my name. For though I did not want to tell you, I felt I had to anyway. It's rained for weeks and it flooded the creek, and I lost the whole crop of grain. And the man at the bank wouldn't loan me the money to plant that field again. So today, Dad, I sold the old John Deere. The man who bought it's gonna fix it up and put it in a museum. Well, I guess that's where this old thing's gone. A picture for people to pay to look upon. That's how they lived in the old days, son. Sheep's in the meadow, can't find the cows. Little boy blue, he's got a job in town. Yesterday, old McAllister came by and said that he's had enough. Between the government and the subsidies, well, he just couldn't keep up. And if welfare checks was farming, well, he'd simply just rather not. And I didn't say nothing, Dad, as I watched him drive off. But today, Dad, I sold the old John Deere. The man who bought it's gonna fix it up and put it in a museum. Well, I guess that's where this old thing's gone. Picture for people to pay to look upon. That's how they lived in the old days, son. Sheep's in the meadow, can't find the cows. Little boy blue, he's got a job in town. Mary says it'll be okay if nothing else goes wrong. And she got a job at the five and dime, and the hours ain't too long. I hope this letter finds you well. I'm sorry how it just goes on, but I had to tell somebody, Dad, and you were the only one. And today, Dad, I sold the old John Deere.
Place no stone at my head, no flowers on my tomb, no gold-plated sign in a marble-pillared room. The one thing I want when they lay me in the ground when I die, tear my still house down. Oh, tear my still house down, let it go to rust. Don't leave no trace of a hiding place where I made that evil stone. Pour all my time and money, no problem did I see. That old copper kettle was the death of me. Child, way back in those hills, I laughed at those men who tended those stills. But that old mountain shine, it caught me somehow. I'll stand my ground, I made that my
Oh, sorry about that, folks.
Thanks a lot for coming out. We've been looking forward to this for a long time. We've got a...
Speaking of dogs...
Little dead air. We'll see if we can get that track back. It's coming, it's coming. It's coming. It may not stay, but it's coming back. I don't know if it's going to work. Okay.
Second sight. heaven starts to cry. In his rearview mirror, his angel waves goodbye. She knows he's gotta go. She knows he's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind, that Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again.
Questions ages old.
ever come and go. Let me back down in the place I know. Hold the nail for the hammer stroke.
This living that I'm making is doing a sin. It's broken the lives of too many good men. Been hauling coal since I was big enough to fight. Some 30-odd shifts without a glimpse of daylight. The corporation likes to say that everything's alright. Dig yourself a hole, get out of sight. There's a dark cloud above me that's blocking out the sun. Burn another hunk of coal, listen to the engines run. One half is starving while the other's having fun. So call the captain, call the captain, call the captain, call the captain. Bucket I've been carrying around. I fill it up to the top and watch it spill on the ground. Go down in the mines, and when I come back out, I got nothing to show but the sweat on my brow. These hills are my own flesh and bones.
choose between my heart and my soul. So call up the captain, tell him I ain't coming in. He can dig his own coal. Something else is happening. This living that I'm making is doing the sins. Call the captain, call the captain, call the captain. Blow this morning, hear the whistle blow today, hear the whistle blow this morning. Linda, close the door, I ain't going down to the mines today. I want clear blue skies and a whole lot more. I ain't going down to the mines.
Friends, that's going to do it for me today. It's been fun spinning discs for you, and I appreciate your feedback on hearing the live music. It's pretty cool. I'm glad I have this CD here. I'm going to dig some more out and sort through them so I have a chance to play some other pre-recorded music down at the United Center here. I've got a bunch of stuff on disc, and I haven't found quite all of it yet. But that last time through, we heard from Fred Eaglesmith with Today They Sold the Old John Deere. And you can probably tell, Fred, he's got the gift of songwriting and he's got the gift of gab. He rules pretty hard. And we like Fred and we appreciate him. But he was having fun poking fun at the Idaho Springs Parade and me and everything else. He's a character. And then we heard a little bit of Tear My Stillhouse Down from the Credibility Gap with Terry Cox singing the lead before the CD just kind of started blowing up. So I've had fun playing music for you today, even though I've had to wrestle a little bit of everything. And be sure to stay tuned to Clear Creek Radio because Tracy is in the house and she's going to spin disc with much less hassle than I've had, I am sure. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and I'll see you next week.